Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Ruchama Welcher, and this week we're focusing on the middah of achrayas, of responsibility. So the first level of taking responsibility is about admitting responsibility to ourselves, that we're responsible for our own actions. I did this, it was me, it was my choice, I'm responsible. And in a way, this is arguably the hardest level of this middah, because it's human nature not to want to take responsibility for our actions. We don't want to admit we made a mistake. It's not just about admitting to other people, but we don't want to admit this even to ourselves. It's very uncomfortable to tell ourselves that we did something wrong. It's more comfortable to say it wasn't my fault, or to shift the blame to someone else, or to say that it wasn't even really something wrong. I was late because of the traffic, or I hurt someone else's feelings. Well, I didn't hurt them. They misconstrued what I said. They overreacted. Or I overreact and I lash out because someone really triggers me. It's very, very uncomfortable to admit that we mess something up. And there's a precedent for this very early on in the Torah. After Cain kills Hevel, and Hashem approaches him and he says, "Aye Hevel achicha, where's Hevel, your brother?" Cain's response is, "Hashem erachi anechi, am I my brother's keeper? Why would I know?" And according to Reb Chaim Shmulevitz in the Sichos Musa, he didn't think he could deceive Hashem. He knew that Hashem knew where Hevel was. But the problem here is that he's deceiving himself. He tells himself, "What's it got to do with me? I'm not responsible. Why is this my fault?" And he quotes a Midrash Tanchuma that brings a mashal of a thief in the nighttime who steals, and then in the morning he's caught by the guard. And the guard confronts him and he says, "Why did you steal?" And the thief says, "Why are you asking me? It was your job to guard this place. You messed up. You didn't guard it properly. You're the guard. I'm a thief. It's my job to steal. You didn't do your job. What's your issue with me?" And he's like saying, "It's your responsibility. I don't have to take responsibility for stealing because you didn't do your job right." And as a nimshal, the Midrash Tanchuma says, by saying, "Am I my brother's keeper?" Cain saying to Hashem, "It was your job to watch the world, not mine. You're the creator. You created me. You created my Yetzer Hara. You caused me to do this. It's not my fault. You allowed me to kill him. You should have been watching him better. You accepted his carbon, which caused me to be jealous of him, and that's why I killed him. It's all your fault." So what Cain is doing is he's totally absolving himself of responsibility, and he does this by deceiving himself and telling himself that I'm not responsible for what happened. And that's a very frightening thing. In Yirmiyahu Perek Beis we're rebuked as follows. Gam b'chnafayich nimtzu'u dam nafshos evyonim nekiyim. On your garments is found the lifeblood of the innocent poor. Yet, and I've skipped a few words, Vatomri kini kesi, you say I'm innocent. Achshov apay mimeni, surely his anger has turned away from me. And Rashi says that Vatomri kini kesi, you say I'm innocent. Rashi says this is something you say in your heart. You don't want to admit even to yourself that you've done something wrong. And the pasuk continues that Hashem says, Hineni nishpat oisach al omrech lechotasi, I will bring you to judgment for saying I have not sinned. Again, for saying to yourself that you've not sinned, for saying to yourself in your heart, in the depths of your soul, for telling yourself that I'm not responsible. It's in our nature to deceive ourselves and to not want to take responsibility. Yet according to the Sichos Musa, this pasuk in Yirmiyahu is saying that this is the reason why we're punished, not because of the sin of the lifeblood of the innocent poor being found on our clothes, but because we tell ourselves that we didn't sin and we abdicate responsibility. So why is taking responsibility and admitting that we're wrong so important? What's the big deal? Because it's the first step in self-improvement. If something wasn't my fault, or if it wasn't wrong, or if I can make another excuse, so there's nothing I can ever do to ever improve. I'll always be late for my meetings because of the traffic. I'll always be hurting people's feelings because it's them misconstruing it. And I'll always be lashing out in anger because it's other people triggering me. But the moment I say it was me, I could have left earlier, I should have thought before I spoke, I could have taken a minute to calm down. The moment that I admit that it's in my power and I have the possibility to do something different next time, to do something better next time, then I can. So the reflective question that I'm going to leave you with for today is to notice if at any point today something happens where your gut reaction is to shift the blame or to make excuses in your mind, or if you're able to take responsibility for what happened. Just notice that. And notice how it feels. Or if nothing comes up today, so try and reflect on something historic where perhaps you were absolutely positive that what you did was justifiable and it was correct, but maybe now with time and space, there's a way to see it differently. And obviously the goal here is to become more honest with ourselves as a pathway to growth, not to become too self-critical, not to pull ourselves down, but to propel ourselves to do better and to be better. It can be uncomfortable to take responsibility and to admit that something was our fault, but try and notice how it can also be so, so empowering. Thank you for learning together and have a great day.